T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.803 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Millie Vanilli with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. We have Rob Chera in the updates. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. That might be the first time that's been played on this radio station in ever?
30 years?
Yeah, at least. It's been a while, but our last caller set us up for that one. Welcome back. Lot to get into. An hour from now, we will have Clearwater checking with Scott Laubers down there covering the Phillies for the Inquirer as Grapefruit League games start on Saturday. And then we have a game on WIP on Saturday. The Phillies play, and we could say it. I know it's not a regular season game, but there's baseball on the radio on Saturday.
I'm excited.
I'm in. You wait, listen all 9 innings?
No.
Tucker, you have to
say. The XFL's on, man. I got to.
All right. Let's hit on that for a second here. Along with, do you believe the Astros should lose the World Series title? I do not. And I think Rob Manfred's an even bigger joke than he already has proven to be if he strips this team of their World Series now, and you know, after all the outrage has happened. But as far as the XFL, I said last week I have no interest in the XFL. I wouldn't watch the XFL. I don't watch minor league sports on television is the way I said it last week. Tucker's all in. The guy's wearing an XFL jersey here. What's his name? P.J. Walker?
P.J. Walker of the Houston Roughnecks.
Is he an ex-Temple guy?
Yeah, he was the Temple quarterback my 4 years at Temple.
Oh, I mean, then you're biased.
Why? Because we're friends?
Yeah, because your buddy's playing, and you think he's good because he's playing against other scrubs.
He's got like 7 touchdown passes through 2 games.
Wonderful. So the ratings last week were actually pretty good the first week. This week they came down significantly, which I think was to be expected. But there was a story floating out there yesterday, and I don't know if the details in terms of if something actually is in the cards or more of it was just a talking point among people. But the idea of Philadelphia having an XFL team one day, because there's a good number of cities that don't have a team that certainly could put one here. If the league grows, if it sustains, if it's decent enough to add some more teams, I'm sure Philadelphia would get a look as a team that, or as a city that loves football and probably would have some sort of support for a team in the offseason of the NFL. So I don't think it's outlandish to think that one day the XFL could come to Philadelphia. Here is my perspective on this. I wouldn't watch a Philadelphia XFL team either. I wouldn't care. I know I saw the story I read had the site possibilities like Citizens Bank Park or was one of them Franklin Field? I saw someone talking, or maybe it might have been Mark Cerise last week, talking about the idea of maybe the where the Union play. Was it Talon Energy down by in Chester?
They just renamed it to Subaru Park today.
Oh, Talon Energy is not there anymore? Well, I mean, it is, but...
It is. It's just a new name.
All right, I drive a Subaru. So Subaru Park. Yeah, whatever. I mean, wherever you want to put it. My perspective is, even if the XFL was in Philadelphia, I still would have no interest. And I believe deep down, most people, Tucker, that are listening to us would not have interest in the XFL. I think it's like this fad thing because you didn't know what to do last weekend. You're like, oh, no football. Oh, football's on. I wouldn't watch. I wouldn't watch it if they were in my backyard, Tucker.
So nothing would make you watch it? Like even if they eventually struck a deal with the NFL to become a true minor league, you wouldn't watch it if like Eagles practice squad guys were on it. Like you're completely out on the idea of an alternative football league.
That's a little bit different. I'd be more apt to go to a game if it was, you know, kind of in with the NFL, like you just said, like a minor league. Because, I mean, I like going to minor league baseball. I mean, I like baseball. I like football. So, yeah, like, but I don't watch minor league baseball on television. But I do, I mean, I've gone to many minor league games, whether it's the Reading Phillies or Lakewood Blue Claws or, you know, whatever, just a ton over the years, whatever little town or city, I happen to be near or in. So I'm not opposed to it, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, whatever. So I'm not opposed to that. I don't think I could ever get into non-NFL, pro football. It's the quality's not there.
No, I mean, to pretend like it's anything close to the NFL is just wrong, because it isn't. The NFL employs like 1,500 football players, right? And they don't normally miss on those. Like, especially quarterbacks, right? Like the big issue with the XFL and the big issue with the AAF and any alternative football league is the quarterback play is going to suffer.
Yep.
In the world, there's probably 20 good quarterbacks, 20 good professional quarterbacks in the entire world. And the NFL employs about 90 to 100 quarterbacks. So the fact that the XFL even has two decent quarterbacks right now is pretty impressive. The big issue is not only quarterback play, but star power. And I think for the XFL to succeed, for it to thrive, they need to either focus on guys who are standout college players who may not be able to play in the NFL, guys who would probably be a third-string quarterback who you can say, hey, come here, you can play, you can get some tape playing against better competition than what you saw in college. Or on the same point, take on guys like a Johnny Manziel or a Colin Kaepernick, guys with star power, guys who people know, guys who people will turn on their TV to say, hey, I want to see if that guy still has it. That's their two routes right now to building a sustained product that people will tune in for.
888-729-9494. So week two of the XFL arrived. I didn't watch. The ratings went down. I didn't watch last week either, so I'm not pretending that I had anything to do with it. But there's a thought out there of, well, what if Philadelphia gets a team? I wouldn't have interest. And I'm another part of this is I'm as much as I love football, I don't mind a little downtime between sports. I think it's part of what makes it so exciting when it comes back. If a sport is truly year-round in terms of the product you can watch, I'm not talking about the talking points or the free agency or any of that stuff. I'm talking about if the game is on all the time, then I think it's not as fun. Like, it's not as exciting to get into. There's something about why, as football fans, we get so into, so excited for the kickoff of the NFL season. We're craving it because it's been months and months and months and months without football. Now, if the XFL is a thing and you put a team in Philadelphia and you start watching, I think it's just like the buzz of football. It doesn't. I have no buzz for football right now is the way I feel about it. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. I would not watch the XFL if a Philadelphia team came. I just have no interest in it. And I don't believe the Astros should be stripped of their title now. I think it is all just a reaction, and the whole thing would just simply be Rob Manfred, baseball's commissioner, changing his mind because he's been bullied into it. Mark is in Medford. Mark, I'll take some mayonnaise. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Mark. What's up?
It's got me in a drive-thru.
Hopefully you're getting something good.
Hey, I still have my XFL rookie card from the first league.
Do you?
Remember He Hate Me?
Rod Smart, yeah.
Yeah. Remember they had that crazy thing where they would put the ball in midfield and the guys would run from either side to see who got the ball first?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I watched that one. I watched that league. I was excited to see what it was. And then after a while, you're like, this is a little wacky.
Hey, this whole thing with Houston, now you got to remember, they're the home of fraud in the USA with Enron.
Which used to be their field, which is ironic. They used to play at Enron Field.
The whole gambling thing, you got to think that there's some degenerate gamblers in that Astros locker room. And if they're fixing games, you got to wonder how much illegal betting was going on with that.
Well, I mean, that'd be a separate thing. And that would be, you know, of all the transgressions you can have in baseball, that's the one they look down upon the most. If they ever found that out, then players would be gone.
Because I'm thinking that's why MLB was in such a rush to cover this whole thing up.
Well, you know, I don't think that, because I think if we got that, and Mark, I do appreciate the call. Hopefully the drive-thru is good. You hear that? I don't know if you heard that, Tucker, you're on the phone, but when we picked up, he was either saying he wanted mayonnaise or he didn't want mayonnaise.
I don't want mayonnaise.
Are you anti-mayonnaise?
I am anti-mayonnaise. We talked about this last night. I am anti-mayonnaise.
So I take a night off and you guys are doing mayonnaise topics?
Yeah. Do you know you don't need to refrigerate mayonnaise?
Really?
Despite the fact it's made of eggs, it, like, keeps for a really long time.
Now, you mean, like, on the shelf in the store, you bring it home, you keep it on your shelf, or you mean after it's opened?
I think after it's open, you don't even refrigerate it.
When I
worked at Wawa, that was, like, the one thing you didn't need to keep, like, a temperature log of.
You know, there's one thing for people that listen to the evening show every night. Once in a while, if you really pay attention, you get Wawa secrets from Tucker. Things he probably shouldn't tell us about Wawa, you do. I mean, I write notes down about Wawa when you kind of like slip.
Wait till I start talking about Best Buy.
Well, I mean, yeah, then it's going to be a real problem for that company. But the way I view, so you did a mayonnaise topic last night.
We were talking about things that were overrated.
Is mayonnaise overrated? I feel like there's been enough backlash towards mayonnaise that now maybe at one point like the 70s.
It's certainly a divisive condiment.
Here's how I feel about mayonnaise. It's not an everyday thing for me, but there are certain things that I'm fine with mayonnaise being part of. Like chicken salad. What are you going to
do? Well, I mean, that is chicken salad, isn't it? Isn't that like half the ingredients?
Yeah, I mean, it's chicken, it's celery, it's mayonnaise, and probably some spices in there. But like, there are some people out there who are so anti this or anti that. I'm fine with mayonnaise where it's supposed to be, but do I need it on every sandwich? No. So I don't even know how we got to the mayonnaise subject, but we're there now. How did we get there?
He was in the drive-thru asking for mayonnaise.
Well, we don't know, though, actually. He may have just been saying no mayonnaise. All I know is once in a while we pick up the phone, and I get it. Look, it's the time of night where people are in and out. They're probably coming home from work, or they're dropping the kids off, or they're doing something. So, you got to get something to eat. I'm fine with that. But I say once every few weeks we get someone, when I bring them on the air, they're in the middle of something else. Would you say that? Like they're
all the time. It happens all the time. We catch people off guard.
Yeah, like they're talking to somebody or they're at a drive-thru. I hope it was good, whatever you had, mayonnaise or not. Let's talk to Clay, who's in Delaware. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys. I, first of all, loved the USFL. Went to Stars games when they moved to Baltimore, and I was a Baltimore fan growing up, Orioles, Colts. Forget it. Quit. I would love for the XFL to grow enough to have a team in Philly. In fact, my son, we've watched games both weekends, not all the game, part of the games, but we were talking about going to a Defenders game in D.C., a couple of reasons. One, there's a kid from Delaware that's playing on the Defenders. He was a leading rusher in the AAF last year, Jahir Presley. And two, Donnell Pumphrey. Now, Pumphrey hasn't shown me that, I always thought he was going to be the heir apparent to Sproles, which obviously Boston Scott is. But it's football, man. And I love their slogan, for the love of football. I would rather watch football than any sport 24/7. That's just who I am.
So, yeah. So really for you, it doesn't matter the rules or, any of the stuff they're trying that's
no,
new.
No, I love the rule. The kickoff rule's great. The extra point rule is still, it's a lot of odd scores because they're going for one from the two and not making it, And then I haven't seen a 3-point conversion from the five yet or whatever it is, I think there's some decent and Howard had Mark Lawrence on the first weekend and he said the defense, like play the unders if you're going to bet it. The defenses are way ahead of the offense, and that has played out for sure so far.
I did notice that. Yeah, I read an article about the stats and the quarterback play, and the way you described it, and obviously Mark did to Howard. Yeah, it's been a defensive league, and Clay, I appreciate it. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Like you can watch it if you want. Like I'm not telling you not to watch it. I'm just telling you if a team came to Philadelphia, I wouldn't have any interest. You think there'd be significant interest, Tucker? Like could they? What kind of attendance are they getting? I have no idea. Is it like 20,000?
Yeah, it's around that. Okay. Like they're playing in like smaller college stadiums.
Right.
A few. The New York team plays in MetLife, but
which is
for
the
most part, the
Subaru would work.
Yeah,
right?
Like they are drawing around 20,000 to 30,000.
Yeah, I know this town loves football, but I believe this town loves the Eagles. It's one thing for us to love football, and I know football is kind of in the blood of Philadelphia. I have no interest in the sport, and I have no interest in it coming to Philadelphia. If it does, I will certainly root for their success because why would I not want the league to succeed? I mean, whatever. I mean, it's more players playing a game that and maybe it becomes a feeder system to the NFL. But I just have zero interest, and I wouldn't watch it if it came to Philadelphia. Unless here's the way I would watch it. Tucker, we get a whole block of tickets, and we get the evening show audience who all love the XFL like our last caller, and we'll go to the game.
Having evening show day at the XFL?
Evening show day at the XFL.
We could
XFL.
Have the quarterback of the Philadelphia Benjamin Franklins come on our show. It'd be a good time.
The name of the team would be?
The Benjamin Franklins.
No, it's the cheesesteaks. So what are the other names? They're dumb, aren't they?
Oh, they're Philadelphia Liberty, all that stuff. Me and Barchard last night, we also talked XFL.
Okay.
We came up with the Philadelphia Schmear based on the Philadelphia cream cheese.
The Schmear?
Yeah.
Is that too kind of like... You got to be in the know?
Like, probably, but it'd be neat.
It'd be good because I think people here would get it. I feel like they'd be cheesesteaks.
Yeah, I don't know, because if you look at the other teams right now, like Battlehawks and Wildcats and Roughnecks, like they're very, very stereotypical, like crazy, over-the-top aggression. I feel like it would be something a little more aggressive than just a sandwich.
Do you think the schmear would work for that?
Yeah, so obviously cream cheese, like naming your team after a cream cheese would make sense.
888-729-9494. This reminds me of, so in the 90s, like I guess it was the 90s, maybe early 2000s, when new teams started to pop up, right? Jaguars, Panthers, the Ravens became a team in Baltimore. Back in the day, and we haven't had this in Philadelphia in quite some time. I mean, the teams here have been well established for a while. But I remember as a kid, the stories of, like, you could write into the newspaper or they had these contests to name a team. I think the Iron Pigs had this up in the Lehigh Valley because I was going to school at DeSales University in Center Valley at the time the Iron Pigs were, I think they were like almost, it was like the construction was going on of Coca-Cola Park and like they were about to have the team become the Iron Pigs, but they didn't have a
name.
They
played a year in Canada.
Did they?
They played a year. It wasn't I think they played a year in Ottawa. Like 2007, they played a year in Canada.
That was my final year at school. So that must have been it. And then the next year, they got to Lehigh and became the Iron Pigs. But they used to have these things, like these contests to name the team. And somehow the Iron Pigs came out of that, which turned out to be a cool name, and it's worked out great for them. And the merchandising is, I think they do a great job up there with all that stuff. So we'll do this. We'll throw this little side topic. If an XFL team came to Philadelphia, what would you name him? 888-729-9494. I'm under the belief, and I would bet $1 million, that they would end up being the cheesesteaks. Tucker wants the schmear, the Philadelphia So what would the logo be?
It would just be a dab of cream cheese, like on the helmet.
Would that be recognizable?
Probably not.
Like, if you didn't know, like, you were, like, tuning in from the West Coast because you're gambling on the dumb game. You're like, what is that?
No, because they'd wear all silver, like the cream cheese, like, lids and everything. Like, they would be all silver and white.
Oh, so we're talking full. So where's the bagel atmosphere of this?
I don't know. We would have to figure that
maybe
out.
Maybe the pants would be bagels?
I would like that.
All right. 888-729-9494. I don't believe the Astros should lose their World Series title. I wouldn't watch the XFL if it came to Philadelphia. But if it did, give us the name. Give us the name of a potential XFL team for Philadelphia. Someone's got to beat the cheesesteaks because it feels like it's what they would do. Tucker wants to go with the schmear, which I think might be the most unique one we hear tonight. 888-729-9494. That is how you get in. We'll come back, your phone calls, and we'll play Nick Markakis for you, who came out on the offensive, the Braves outfielder, against the Astros and probably is going to help contribute to Rob Manfred getting bullied here and taking away a trophy. 888-729-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.